We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Staklut Pnimit, in a reflection, page 263 in Hebrew, item 35. You can send us your questions to Kabla TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Talmud Eser Sefirot, Volume 1, item 35. We might ask accordingly, how is the O Ruach, whose merit is many times greater than the Nefesh, found to be clothing a lower level than Nefesh? After all, O Nefesh is extended by Bechina Daled and closes in the level of Keter, and O Ruach must be drawn by Bechina Gimel and is found to be clothed in merely the level of Chochmah, which is much lower than Keter. Indeed, in Ulam HaTikun, the world of correction, when the Kelim were properly corrected, we always find that even though O Ruach is Nimshach extended by Bechina Gimel, it is still clothed only in the level of Keter. This is because then Nefesh descends from the level of Keter and closes the level of Bechina Gimel, and O Ruach is clothed in the level of Keter. It is the same with all the rest. Though here, before the Kelim were corrected, they came out here only by way of Hizdekhut, purification. When Bechina Gimel came out and extended the O Ruach, the Kli at the level of Keter no longer existed in reality, as the Masach had already left there. Hence, it had to come and clothe a lower Kli than Kli the Nefesh. And that is why the Partsuf could not receive the entire measure of Heara, illumination, from it.
Or Choser Yud,
the tenth O Choser is the one that descends from the four level that emerged during the Hizdekhut, purification of the Masach, into the empty Kli below them. Item 36. The tenth kind is the O Choser descending from the four levels that emerge in the Hizdekhut, purification of the Masach, from the place of the Zivug down into the Kli below it, which is empty of O. It is brought here in the Ari's words that when Bechina Daled purified into Bechina Gimel, the Or departed from Bechina Daled. The level of Keter disappeared. Then the Zivug was performed on Bechina Gimel, and the level of Chochmah came out. In that state, the Or Chozer, the reflected light, descends from the Hearat Zivug, the illumination of Zivug in Bechina Gimel, and comes into the Kli, the Bechina Dalet, which is empty of her own Or. When the place of the Zivug left from Bechina Gimel and rose to Bechina Bet, and Bechina Gimel was emptied of her Or as well, the Hearat Zivug, the illumination of coupling, descended from Bechina Bet into the empty Kli, the Bechina Gimel, which is and similarly. Item 37. There are two flaws in this Or Chozer. One that comes from the Hizdekhut, purification of the Masach, which is Din, judgment, and another that extends from below Tabor. This Or Chozer has two flaws. One, when it comes from Zivug performed during the Hizdekhut, during the purification, that level is generally considered Or Chozer and Din, as in the eighth kind of the Or Chozer. Two, the second flaw is being Nimshach, extended from the Bechina below Tabur. When the Masach purified to Bechina Gimel, Malchut the Rosh rose to the Chotem, which was then regarded as the Peh of the Rosh. From there, the Or descends and expands from above downward into the Guf, reaching Bechina Gimel of the Guf, which is now regarded as Bechinat Malchut of Malchut the Rosh, called Tabur. Also, when it purified into Bechina Bet, Bechina Bet, the goof is regarded as Bechinat Tabur, etc., similarly. Thus, the descending Or Chozer from the Arat Zivuk, from the illumination of the Zivuk, the Bechina Gimel, from the goof to Bechina Dalet, the goof, is considered to come down from Tabur. It has already been explained that this Or Chozer is Bechinat Achoraim and Din.
Is it clear what he's saying here? We have Rosh Toch Sof, we have Zivug in the Rosh, and it expands in the Toch. When this purifies, then instead of Tabur that was here, instead of Tabur in Pchina Dalet, we have Tabur in Pchina Gimel, and instead of Pe of Rosh, we also have Pe in the place of Gimel instead of Dalet, which is Chotem. And then Tabur, it's also called Tabur, but this is a new Tabu, also in position Gimel, and it's a new Patsuf. So you're saying that from the new Tabu we have additional reflected light, or Chozer, that fills the vessel that was emptied from Dalet to Gimel. What we read, yeah. What's not clear?
Why? I don't understand why.
Why what?
There is the cool purification. If you can see the drawing, there is the purification of the Masach above of Tabur. So why now Tabur has the same Or Chozer it had before?
No, what reflected light? No, here is reflected light.
Where does it come from all of a sudden?
From the new Tabur.
Why?
Because the previous vessel was purified, became empty. Why did it become purified? That's his way to bestow, so he deserves an illumination. It's not a regular filling, fulfillment. It's a small illumination from the parting, from receiving in order to bestow. He has no more strength. So he has the power to bestow in order to bestow. Seemingly, he receives an illumination. Let's continue. This there will be more such examples.
Adam 38. The 11th Or Chozer is Or Chozer born out of the Haka'a, the striking of the Reshima, and the descending Or Chozer on each other called Nitzotzot, sparks. The 11th kind is the Or Chozer born by the Zivug Daka, coupling of striking of the Reshima, and the descending Or Chozer on one another is brought in the Ari's words here, and is there called the fourth Or.
Let's say the screen went up to a certain level, and a Reshima is revealed here, on the way up to Pe. This is Pe, this is Tabur. So it rose to which level? To this level. And Zivug Daka, coupling and striking, took place here. And now the screen is here. This is the Reshimo, the new Reshimo. And then a light comes out, and this light shines to the previous state as well. This is the descending reflected light. Because this is reflected light, or Chozer. But by the coupling and striking, Zivug Daka, it comes down. That's clear, right? When it comes out, on the way, it performs coupling and striking through with all the Reshimo along the way, and then it shines and creates these seemingly small parts of him along the way. Each place like that, it becomes a Peh, and this is like a goof. This specific individual partsufim to feel where I was and what am I getting rid of. Okay?
He writes that actually the Zivuk Daka, coupling of striking, was made between the Reshimo and the descending Or Chozer. What I see in the drawing is that the Zivuk Daka is between Reshimo in Peh and...
This is additional, you're right. There's another matter here. Here, in the previous place, there is a Reshimo. Then the descending reflected light hit the Reshimo. It brings it out because this is light and this is light. This is the light and this is Reshimo. This Reshimo becomes Tagin. And that's how it exists. And the reflected light enters. Zivugdaka, the coupling and striking goes up to another degree. It's all in on the way up. And then this reflected light departs, and the Reshimo goes back to be inside the vessel.
The Reshimo before the Zivugdaka with the descending Or Chozer is a Roshem, a Reshimo, which is left in the beginning of Tanta, the Ta'amim.
Yes.
And then there's the descending Or Chozer with the Reshimo of Ta'amim, and that turns into Tagin. Can you explain this process?
You want me to give you an example from life, psychologically speaking? I'm not entirely focused on that. There are two forms of memory in a person, in human. A memory from what was, from afar, and a memory from what's happened just now, long-term and short-term memory. And then they're in conflict. What happened just now enters and controls a person, but after that it departs and a person goes back to his old memory, his usual memory. That's how it works. There are many things here because the influence from the descending reflected light is an influence not according to the vessel. It's an influence from its upper. Coupling and striking that took place in the upper. Whereas the Reshimo that's in the vessel, even though it leaves temporarily as tagin, as like a crown over the otiot, it goes back to the vessel and when it returns, it closed in his place.
So according to this example, this is what makes the process later on to be built from below upward, that he will have to come back to...
Yeah, all those Reshimo does specifically work.
Because it's like this old memory, which is constant.
Yeah. No, those little memories, nothing disappears, but they cause us, they assist us in building the vessel, connection between the degrees. And they participate with everyone.
So, item 38. The 11th Or Chozer is Or Chozer born out of the Haka'a striking of the Reshima and the descending Or Chozer on each other called Nitzotzot, sparks. The 11th kind is the Or Chozer born by the Zivuk de Haka'a, coupling of striking of the Reshima. And the descending Or Chozer on one another is brought in the Ari's words here, and is there called the fourth Or. This is because the Reshima and the Or Chozer naturally disagree and thus beat on each other. As a result, Nitzotzin, sparks, spread from the above descending Or Chozer and come into the empty Kli below the place of the Zivug.
Like harmonies. this additional information, but it's very important because it builds the relationship between the light and the vessel. In it, you feel all the subtleties between the light and the vessel. Next.
Item 39. The 12th Or Chozer is the above mentioned Or Chozer after the cessation of the Zivug, coupling, when it was quenched and darkened. The 12th kind is the same Or Chozer as the 11th kind, but after they are put out. After the Arat Zivug, the illumination of coupling, stops from Bechina Gimel, for example, the Arat Zivug, the illumination of the Zivug that extended from there into Bechina Daled along with it stops as well. Hence, the Nitzotzin, the sparks that fell and came into Bechina Daled, are quenched, meaning become darkened from their Heara, from their illumination, as do the rest of the Nitzotzim from the rest of the Bechinot.
But all the Rishimot remain, and they are specifically the vessels. Everything is ready for the work from below up. All the cascading is as a preparation for the vessels in which we'll invite the lights later. Chapter 13.
Chapter 3, 12 kinds of reshimot, reshima de amshacha, extension, and reshima de itlabshut, clothing.
No, what are you saying? 12 kinds like that, and 10 vessels and all that. These are only the most necessary things for us. There are many more details.
40. The first kind is the reshima that remains of the orot after their departure, which come from the bechinot itlapshut, clothing. The second kind is the reshima that remains of the orot after their histalkut, their departure, which comes from bechinat hamshacha. It means that you already know that the greatness of the level is measured by the amount of the aviut, coarseness, in the masach, where the more av, the coarser, extends a greater level. It is also known that we should always discriminate two ends in that which stretch from one person to another. It is so because the greater the level is, the further the ends are found to be. The greater level necessitates a greater aviut in the masach and kli malchut, and also pure vessels of reception. For example, Bechina Daled, the most av, the coarsest, draws the level of keter, but at the same time needs the most zach, the purest kli, fitting to receive the entire or keter inside her.
Clear, yeah? Ask if you need.
A question from Croatia. Which kind of reshimot becomes tagin? Which kind of reshimot was it before it
About what we read right now? We have questions about that? Don't ask from before. You're not allowed.
Item 41. Reshimot de Amshacha remain in the Kelim de Amshacha, extension, and the Itlapshut, clothing, remain in the vessels of reception. Thus, after every histalkut, every departure, we come to note two kinds of reshimot. The first remains in the Kli de Amshacha of that or, and the second is the reshima that remains in the vessel of reception of that or. Indeed, if we judge by the reshima for itself, they are almost one. Though by origin they are far from one another, as the east is from the west. The reshima, the bchinat hamshacha, extension, is from the lowest of you there. Of the lowest of you there is. And the reshima de bechinat kabbalah, reception, is from the highest zakut, purity. It is so because one is bechinat daled and the other is bechinat shoresh, root.
As
So why is he saying that it's almost the same Rishima? It sounds very different.
Yeah, but not according to the original nature. One is aviut coarseness, one is zakut purity, but rather according to their work, their use. They belong to the same phenomena. Prina dalet draws the light, attracts the light through the screen and reflected light. The light comes and is clothed in the prina shorish, the purest vessel. Although it's drawn, it's attracted by the screen and the coarsest vessel, but there's connection between them.
You described before that Rishimo is like a memory. So it sounds like two very different things. One Bechina should remember the clothing, and the other Bechina only the desire for something.
Let's say, so you have a memory from the vessel that caused the phenomenon, which belongs to that vessel that caused it.
But that Kli did not feel the reception of whatever he wanted.
It doesn't matter, they're related, they're interconnected. Does it have to be in the same place?
Perhaps it's hard to understand with the example of memory.
What do you mean it's hard to understand? I don't know. Help me find an example. I enjoy a new car. Where's the pleasure from the new car? I bring it into my desire. It's light, it's pleasure. It's clothes, not in the vessel where, you know, I paid for it or I built it or what. There's the vessel that works as a desire to receive, that I pay, I labor, I work. And another vessel, a totally different vessel, where I feel the success.
Again, it sounds to me as if I really wanted a new car and eventually someone else drove it.
That's how it is. Exactly. Relax. You're working your whole life and eventually nothing remains for you.
So how come it is the same Rishimo?
Because there's a connection between them, because it belongs to the same partsuf. If you have a spiritual partsuf, whatever you labor for, that's what you gain, and it will be yours, but not in the same vessel, a different place. Next.
Item 42. Reshima de'itlapshut, clothing, is zachar, male, and reshima de'aviut, coarseness, is nekeva, female. Know that they relate to one another as zachar, male, and nekeva, female. It is so because, in fact, both have the same level of or, meaning or clothed in a properly suited kli. However, after the or left there and the aviut in the kli is discerned as lowness, that great distance between these two reshimot appears. Still, since they are one to begin with, they are therefore regarded as zachar and nekeva, male and female.
Questions? Moscow?
Rav Denis спрашивает.
Denis is asking, what we now learn is called istaklut pnimit, inner reflection. What does it mean? What is the meaning of it? How to realize it in practice?
Istaklut pnimit, internal looking, seeing. If above the text they rewrote and Baslam gives it an interpretation, there is an more internal review of the material where in a more internal degree Baal Sulam scrutinizes the details of those processes that we've studied about in that chapter, in the previous chapter. Istaklut Pnimit is an addition to the part of study of Ten Sefirot. Every part has an addition, and it clarifies, it scrutinizes more finer detail, more precise details. that the Arvi didn't speak about, perhaps didn't interpret them. And Baal Sulam saw it right to add, nevertheless, out of his depth of the attainment of the process. From that we see his height.
What does it mean that there is Reshimo that remains in a Kli of Hamshacha extension and Reshimo that remain in a Kli of...
Reshimo is from the word Hitrashmut. So, Roshem, impression. What was there gives the vessel its shape. That's it. We say it's Reshimo, but it's something that exists and that establishes the vessel. And even when it departs, it also leaves an impression. Let's say you fill milk in a cup, then pour out the milk. Nevertheless, there is a reshimo from the milk in the cup. In spirituality, it's much more because the light that enters the vessel formats the vessel according to its form of bestowal, of influence. And even when it leaves, the vessel remains with the same shape.
But it is as if it remains in two different kelim. He says in the previous item that two kinds of reshimot remain, one in kli of hamshacha and one in kli of reception.
Yeah, you have aviut and zakut, coarseness and purity, pureness. You have two parts in receiving the light and in the work. With reshimo, with the screen, to receive the light. There's Malchut that works, and the upper nine, the first nine that receive.
I hope I'm not talking nonsense, but two kind of kelim are created from the same reshima.
This is called one vessel, a vessel of attracting the light and a vessel of receiving the light. Amshacha and Kabbalah. Meaning, Bchina Dalet works in order to attract the light, and the degree of Shoresh, Bchinat Shoresh, receives the light. And they're both connected. And it's, in effect, one vessel. Although they're different, opposite, but they're connected to one another.
This is because it's always ten sefirot. This is why?
It's because the structure is ten sefirot. And in our world, it's the same way. It's a structure everywhere. You want to attain something, you have to work. But what you attain something higher, more special.
Item 43. There is no reshima d'aviut, coarseness left on the last bechina after the hizdakhut, after the purification. No, that this reshima, the bechinat nekeva, female, did not remain after the histalkut, departure of the or from there. Though she is not lost, as there is no absence in the spiritual, she remains silent and inoperative until the end of correction. This is what the Ari says, that the last Bechina does not leave a Reshima, and only the Reshima of the Bechinat Zachar, male, remains there. The Ari writes that when Keter rises, it leaves one Reshimo in its place in that Kli during its Istalkut, during its departure, to shine from it to Chochmah below after it rises and departs.
Questions? Read it again, they don't hear.
Again, item 43, the Reshima de'aviut, coarseness left of the last Bechina after the Hizdakhut. There is no Reshima de'aviut left on the last Bechina after the Hizdakhut. No, that this Reshima de Bechinat Nekeva did not remain after the Histalkut of the Or from there. Though she is not lost, as there is no absence in the spiritual, she remains silent and inoperative until the end of correction. The Ari writes that the last Bechina does not leave a Reshima, and only the Reshima of the Bechinat Zachar, male, remains there. The Ari writes that when Keter rises, it leaves one Reshimo in its place in that Gli during its Histalkut, departure, to shine from it to Chochmah below, after it rises and departs.
But Malchut doesn't leave behind a Reshimo. Malchut belongs to the Keter, does not leave behind a Reshimo. Rather, in the Keter, the Reshimo that is left there illuminates to Chochmah. Later, when we begin to rise from below up, we begin to awaken those Reshimo, those silent Reshimo. That we say, Malchut doesn't leave Reshimo. It leaves them, but for the work from below up.
Item 44, Reshimot that clothe in their Kelim. The third kind are Reshimot that clothe in the place of the general Or that departed, meaning the Or Chozer and Kli Malchut that expanded from her and within her into 10 Sefirot. These clothe the 10 Sefirot, the Or Yashar, direct light, and thus, each and every one of the Reshimot that remained after their Histalkut, after their departure, clothed according to its Bechina and share as well. For example, Keter de Or Yashar was clothed in Nefesh de Or Chozer during the Hitpashtut, during the expansion. Afterwards, when it left there, the Reshima was found to be clothing in its place, meaning Nefesh de Or Chozer. And also the Reshima de Chochma, in Ruach de Or Chozer, etc. However, they certainly did not need the entire measure of the Kli, as the Reshima is a small part of the departing Or, and took a certain measure of the Kli, according to its share. This is brought in the Ari's words here in item 18.
Shilot.
Questions? I can't hear you. Read it again. Read.
Again, item 44, Reshimot that clothe in their Kelim. The third kind are Reshimot that clothe in the place of the general Or that departed, meaning in the Or Chozer, reflected light, and Kli Malchut that expanded from her and within her into 10 Sefirot.
From the Pe and below, Malchut expands, and it has Toch and Sof from this Malchut of Pe Avosh, and then
these clothe the 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar, direct light. And thus, each and every one of the Reshimot that remained after their Histalkut, after their departure, clothe according to its Bechina and share as well.
In 10 Sefirot, the Reshimot.
For example, Keter de Or Yashar, direct light, was clothed in Nefesh de Or Chozer, reflected light, during the Hitpashtut, expansion. Afterwards, when it left there, the Reshima was found to be clothing in its place, meaning Nefesh de Or Chozer. And also the Reshima de Chochma in Ruach de Or Chozer, etc. However, they certainly did not need the entire measure of the Kli, as the Reshima is a small part of the departing Or, and took a certain measure of the Kli according to its share. This is brought in the Ari's words here in item 18.
Okay. Next.
Item 45, Reshimot that do not clothe in their Kelim, but are above their Kelim. The fourth kind is the Reshimot that do not clothe their Kelim. Instead, each and every one of them is found above their designated Kli, as Tagin over the Otiyot. The reason for their exit from their Kelim is because of the Aka'a of the descending Or Chozer and the Reshima on each other, since the Or Chozer comes from the Arat Zivug, the illumination of coupling, it overpowers the Reshima, regarded as the remnant of the Histalkut, departure of the Zivug. Since the Or Reshima is opposite from the Or Chozer, descending into her Kli, they cannot be together in the same carrier, meaning in one Kli. For that reason, the Reshima was forced to depart from her Kli and exit above her Kli.
Barur, again?
It's clear, right? There was a Reshima inside the vessel. Reflected light came, entered the vessel, throws out the Reshima. The Reshima goes around like a spaceship around the vessel. And for the time being, the light is inside. Then the coupling is striking from where the light came down, rises a degree higher, and then there is no more reflected light to come down there. The vessel is emptied, and the Reshima enters back into it. That's it. Okay? What don't you understand?
Which light is the Reshima, and which light is the descending Or Chozer?
Let's say that you did some injustice to your lady, and she remembers it well, yeah? You bring her a gift, okay? For that moment, that evening, she is softer. And seemingly everything is fine. Then the evening passes, and the next day she goes back to her usual attitude towards you. That is clear. You're with me. Nice. This means that the light came and pushed out the Reshima. And for the time being, it filled the vessel. And later, the light passes. It belongs to the time, to the general process, and the Reshima goes back to the vessel. You want a solution? That's already from above, from below up, you need to work. But according to our life, that's how it works. Next.
But the thing is that this whole process creates a situation from below upward. Everything is opposite, because from below upward, the light will cause a greater pain and the deficiency will cause a greater pleasure.
The deficiency from below up will be greater, and that will always rule over the light. Here, from above down, the light awakens the deficiencies. It builds them and builds them. And from below up, we precede the light with the deficiency. We'll talk about it. Everything will fall into place only in the work from below up. That should be clear. Nothing will be revealed properly until we connect. Also in the world. Oh, this is it. We're done. And we go on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
נטפס לא נממש את החיים מלא כבר הסעה נמאס להיות לבד אז בואו נתחבר ונשיר כאיש אחד נפרד
ירדנו בבבל, ירדנו למצרים, יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה עד שנת 2000. עכשיו זהו הזמן, עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר חיבור בין חברים. לי 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 לי. בואו נתעלם מעל ההפרעות, אם לא נתאחד רק יבואות צרות. לנו הבחירה לגלות את הסיבות, צריך לעבוד רצון כדי לפוצץ את המחיצות. נפרדנו בבבל, ירדנו למצרים, יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000. עכשיו זהו הזמן, עכשיו אנו יודעים שהיה חיבור בין חברים. נפרדנו בבבל, ירדנו למצרים, יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000. עכשיו זהו הזמן,